This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. Stretching from West Texas to Durango, Mexico, the Chihuahuan Desert doesn't lack for superlatives. It's the continent's largest desert and the most diverse desert in the Americas. In terms of distinctive species, it may be the most biologically diverse desert in the world. It also stands out for a particular type of terrain. Gypsum landscapes occur globally, but they abound in the Chihuahuan Desert from Coahuila and Durango to the Guadalupe Mountains in Texas and New Mexico's White Sands. These white sand outcrops are certainly harsh, but they're also hotspots of biodiversity. That includes the complex, fragile ecosystem known as biocrusts. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
They're really incredible. I mean, I'll go off of gypsum and study biocrusts, and then I come back to a gypsum. So I'm like, wow, this is incredible. They're just everywhere. They're everywhere. They look amazing. They're beautiful.
That's Caitlin Gobi, a biocrust technician at the University of Nevada at Las Vegas. She's passionate about gypsum landscapes. Those landscapes are uniquely inhospitable for life. Gypsum soils are high in sulfur and calcium and nearly devoid of nutrients like phosphorus plants typically require. But those constraints have driven evolutionary innovation. In the Chihuahuan Desert, there are more than 200 known gypsophiles, plants that grow only on gypsum. Many occur on just a single gypsum outcrop. Then there are the biocrusts. Known as the living skin of the desert, biocrusts appear nondescript, dark, and rough-textured, like dirty dirt. But their rich ecosystems composed of ancient life forms, mosses and lichens, cyanobacterias, and microanimals like rotifers, roundworms, and tardigrades. Biocrusts are conspicuous on gypsum soils, but they haven't been studied like larger plant life has.
In our U.S. deserts, such as the Chihuahuan and Mojave Desert, where gypsum is most abundant, we don't know a lot about our biocrust communities. That was sort of the train of thought for my thesis work is, can we characterize these biocrusts? Can we learn more about their non-vascular plant species?
Gobi selected 10 gypsum sites in the Chihuahuan and Mojave deserts and 10 adjacent non-gypsum locales. In our region, her sites include White Sands National Park and the Yeso Hills, east of the Guadalupes. Gobi's Mojave research centered on Lake Mead along the Nevada-Arizona line. Gobi's findings confirmed some of her expectations. Biocrusts do appear to thrive especially on gypsum, and there do seem to be moss species that favor gypsum soils.
I think for the U.S. portion of the Chihuahuan Desert and the Mojave Desert, we can say that the biocrust communities are more abundant on gypsum and that the moss diversity is greater on gypsum.
But there were also surprises. While the Chihuahuan Desert boasts the greatest number of gypsophilic vascular plants, the Mojave Desert seems to have greater richness of biocrust mosses. That could be due to precipitation patterns. The Mojave gets most of its moisture in winter. A cooler growing season may give mosses there a better chance of survival. In our regions, rain comes in the heat of the summer.
These biocrust mosses are almost getting steamed, potentially. So I think that could be one of the reasons why there was less species richness in the Chihuahuan Desert.
What specific adaptations allow biocrusts and other gypsophilic life to survive harsh gypsum soils is a mystery. Indeed, Gobi says that biocrusts remain a terra incognita. It's a reminder that the Chihuahuan Desert contains worlds within worlds. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.